From the Director Department on Health and Human Services requesting authorization to enter into a 2013 purchase of service contract with Milwaukee Center for Independence for $500,000 to provide supportive services for the Pathways to Permanent Housing Program from March 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013. This item is a mental health redesign enhancement.
Good morning, gentlemen. Introduce yourselves and let's go.
Good morning. My name is Hector Colon. I'm the director for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Jim Matthew, the housing administrator for the Milwaukee County Housing Division. Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. What we have before you is seeking permission to enter into a purchase of service contract for $500,000 from Milwaukee Center for Independence. Again, this is a mental health redesign initiative. I'm the co-chair of the Community Linkages Committee of the Mental Health Redesign with Christina Fennell from Mental Health America. This is one of our major recommendations from the redesign. If you look at some of the reports, the HSRI report, we're looking at least restrictive setting models, looking at a lesser reliance on community-based residential facilities, moving people into permanent supportive housing. This is what this does. So this is transitional housing, looking at moving folks into a more independent setting from a group home. Also, we're going to be serving homeless individuals. We can serve individuals that are being discharged from the mental health complex, that are stable, ready for discharge, but lack housing options. So we're going to be able to serve all these different groups in this setting. The location of the setting is where our previous transitional housing program was, as well as Community Advocates Autumn West program. Tony Baez from the Council for the Spanish Speaking is here. They are the landlord at this building on the south side on 22nd Street. They've been a great partner for years, so we're going to continue that relationship there. This was an RFP that Milwaukee Center for Independence won. They're also, the important part of this is they're partnering with our space. The other thing we're looking at as part of the mental health redesign is getting more peer supports involved in our system. So they're partnering with our space to do that. Through this presentation, if you want any specifics on the services provided, Jim Hill from the Milwaukee Center for Independence is here, as well as Jennifer Meaden from our space if you need any details about the services provided. But those are really the groups that we're targeting for this initiative. We're pretty excited about it. The funding is a mixture of we're looking at closing 10 of our group home beds. But the net gain in beds is 17. This will be a 27-unit facility, so we're able to get a lot more beds for our dollars. The transitional housing program that the county operated ended in December, so the idea is those funds and that model will also be transferred to this program. And really the goal is to really have this be a consumer-focused housing, working with people to get into permanent housing as quickly as they can.
Any questions of the committee? What's the pleasure of the committee?
Sir, I'll try to make a motion to approve.
Well, motion move approval. Mr. Hill, stand up, please. That's good seeing you. All right, welcome back to Milwaukee County for a second. You have a comment before we remember, we already got a motion to approve.
I learned long ago that there's a motion to approve. Please approve.
Madam Clerk, call the roll on item 4.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item 5, we're in delinquent.